Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 11th of October 2017. It's pre-recorded because I'm going to be traveling home from the Feast of Tabernacles on this day, and I won't be home yet. So hope you all have had a wonderful feast, and praise Yahweh for this. We are in the book of 1 Chronicles. We're going to be beginning in chapter 6 now. Chapter 6 in the Hebrew starts on verse 16 of chapter 6 in the King James. They have tampered with the chapter order and the word order. They've done their usual chop job in the King James. So I'm going to read it to you as it is in the Hebrew. So if you're following in a King James Bible, you'll want to go to verse 16 of chapter 6, where we will begin today. And verses 1 through 4 in the Hebrew, you can reference Exodus chapter 6, 16 through 19. Okay? So this is verse 1 in the Hebrew of chapter 6, and it would be verse 16 in the King James Version. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. Okay, and the sons of Kehath. Not Kohath, Kehath. I messed that up. Kehath were Amram and Yitzhar and Hebron and Uziel. Verse 4, the sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi, and these are the clans of the Levi according to their fathers. Now I'm talking about the Levites, the Levi, because the Jews changed the wall into a vav. They've changed the whole language. When the Masoretes got a hold of the Hebrew, I have books of reference older than the Masoretes, okay, to go back before that. Pardon me, I got to clear my lungs. Okay. Verse 5, which would be verse 20 in the King James. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Yachath his son, Zima his son, Yoach his son, Edo his son, Zerach, his son, Yatarai, his son. Now I'm reading these as they read in the Hebrew, so you'll just have to bear with me if you're reading in the King James. They're not spelled anywhere near correctly. Verse 7, and you can reference the book of Numbers, chapter 16, on this, okay? This is referring to when Korach was swallowed by the earth but for rebelling against Moshe. You'll have to pardon my bronchitis, folks. I'm sorry about that. I can't help it. Verse 22 in the King James. The sons of Kehath, Aminadab his son, Korach his son, that's the one that got swallowed up by the earth, Asir his son. Now, verse 8, Elkanah his son, and Ebiasaph his son, and Asir his son. Verse 9, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. There's more than one person named Shaul. Like all the other names, they're repeated over and over. It's a different father that designates who they are. Verse 10, and the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, Achimoth. Verse 11, as for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Sophai, his son, and Nakath, his son. Now here we are, verse 27 and 28. This Elkanah that we're talking about here was the husband of Hannah, the father, and he was the father of Shemuel, the prophet Samuel. You could reference 1 Samuel 1:1. This is more sons of Elkanah. Eliab, his son, Yeracham, his son, Elkanah, his son. Okay. And the sons of Shemuel, the firstborn, and they eliminated, the KJV eliminates the name of Yoel here. So I'm making a note that Yoel, number 3100 in your Strong's Concordance, should be in here, but it is not. It is in other texts. Washni, and it means second, that's what Washni means, and Abiah, the sons of, verse 14, the sons of Merari, Machli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, verse 15, Shimeah his son, Chagiah his son, Asaiah his son. Now here are the sons of the temple musicians. These are the temple musicians that came back. Let me get a little drink of water here. Oh, that's good. I needed that. This is verse 16. In the Hebrew, not the King James. You have to follow along. And these are they whom David, or Dawid, properly pronounced, Dawid, set over the service of song in the house of Yahweh after that the ark had rest. That's when they finally got it into the tent of meeting. They didn't have the physical temple there. They just had the tent of meeting that was built by Shlomo later. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tent of the tent of meeting with singing until Shlomo had built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem. And then they stood in their service according to their custom. Verse 18 in the Hebrew, not King James verse. And these are they that stood in stood with their children of the sons of the Kohathites, the Kohathi. Okay. Heman, a singer, a son of Yoel, the son of Shemuel. See, they had omitted Yoel in verse 13 in the King James Version. That's why I dislike the King James Version, as you can tell. I have a real strong dislike for it. Verse 19, the sons of Elkanah, the son of Yerachem, the son of Eliel, the son of Toach. Verse 20, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Makoth, the son of Amasai. Verse 21, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yoel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah. Okay. The son of Tachath, the son of Asir, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korach. Pardon me. The son of Yitzhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, the son of Israel. Now that genealogy was in reverse order. That particular genealogy. Now we move on to verse 24. And his kinsman Asaph, who stood on his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Mikael, the son of Baaseiah, the son of Malkiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerach, the son of Adiah, the son of Etan, the son of Zima, the son of Shimei, the son of Yakoth, the son of Gershon, the son of Lewi. That's also in reverse. Okay. And their brethren, the sons of Merari, stood on the left hand. Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Kashabiah, the son of Amatiah, the son of Kilkiah, the son of Amtsi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Machli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Lewi. Again in reverse. Verse 33, their brethren also, the Lewium, that's the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of Elohim. Now we move on to the family records of Aharon. Let me clear my pipes a minute and get a drink of water, just a second. Oh boy, Aharon's family records. But Aharon and his sons made smoke upon the altar of the burnt offerings and on the altar of incense for all the work of the place most holy, the Holy of Holies, and to make propitiation for Israel according to all that Moshe, the servant of Elohim, had commanded. Well, all of that is fulfilled because Yahshua has made that final propitiation. Verse 35, and these are the sons of Aharon, Eleazar his son, Pinchas his son, Abishua his son. Buki, his son, Uzi, his son, Zerachiah, his son, Mariath, his son, Amariah, his son, Achitub, his son, Sadok, his son, Ahimaats, his son. Now, these are the dwelling places throughout their habitations and their territory of the sons of Aharon, of the clans of the Kohathi, for theirs was the lot. They had a lot given to them. Verse 40, and they gave them Hebron in the land of Yehudah, and the pastures of it round about it. But the fields of the city and the villages of it, they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He was the only one that didn't doubt with Yahshua the prophet. And he lived through the trek through the wilderness, and all the others died. Verse 42, and to the sons of Aharon they gave the cities of refuge, namely Hebron of refuge, and Libna with her pastures, and Yatir and Eshtemoa with their pastures, and Chilen with her pastures, Debir with her pastures, and Ashan with her pastures, and Beth Shemeth, that's the house of the sun, with her pastures. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her pastures, and Alameth with her pastures, and Anatoth with her pastures, all their cities throughout their clans were 13 cities. Verse 46, and unto the sons of Kohath, or Kehath, which were left of the clans of that tribe, were cities given out by the half-tribe, namely out of the half-tribe of Manasseh by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom throughout their clans, from the tribe of Issachar, and from the tribe of Asher, and from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. And unto the sons of Merari were given by lot throughout their clans, from the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Lewium these cities with their pastures, because they had pasture land all around these cities. Now, they called them suburbs in this Bible, but their pastures, pasture land, because they were still a herdsman tribes, a tribe of herdsmen, all of them. Verse 50 in the Hebrew. And they gave by lot from the tribe of the children of Yehudah, and from the tribe of the children of Shimeon, and from the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. And Caleb was promised this land by Moshe and Yeshua, and Joshua 14, verses 6 through 15. And on the cities of refuge was where a manslayer would flee to. You can reference Deuteronomy 19, verses 1 through 10. Moving on in chapter 6 in the Hebrew verse order. Okay, you have to follow along because they won't line up in the King James. The King James has tampered with the verse order. I'm reading it as it is in the Hebrew. Verse 51, and of the clans of the sons of Kehath had cities of their territory of the tribe of Ephraim. Verse 52, and they gave unto them of the cities of refuge Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim with her pastures, and also Gezer with her pastures. 53, and Yochmeam with her pastures, and Beth Koron with her pastures, and Ayalon with her pastures, and Gath Rimon with her pastures. And of the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner and her pastures, and Bileam with her pastures, for the clan of the remnant of the sons of Kehath. To the sons of Gershom were given of the clan of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her pastures, and Ashtaroth with her pastures. Golan, you know, the Golan Heights that the Jews are trying to claim. Well, they're ours. They're not the Jews. And of the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with her pastures, Dabaroth with her pastures, and Ramoth with her pastures, and Anem with her pastures. And of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with her pastures, and Abdon with her pastures, and Kukuk with her pastures, and Rechob with her pastures. And of the tribe of Naphtali, Kedesh in Galil with her pastures, and Chamon with her pastures, and Kiriathaim with her pastures. And verse 62, you can reference Joshua 21, verse 24. Unto the rest of the children of Merari were given of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her pastures, Tabor with her pastures. And on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, were out of the tribe of Reuben, Betzer in the wilderness with her pastures, and Yahzah and her pastures, Kedemoth with her pastures, and Mephaoth with her pastures. And of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her pastures, and Machanaim with her pastures, and Cheshbon with her pastures, and Yazeer with her pastures. Now that ends chapter 6. Okay, that's the end of that chapter. Now we'll go into chapter 7. So as I can find my ruler that I misplaced. Duh. That's okay. This is Issachar's family record. They're going by the tribes here. And some of these names, I'll be real honest, are real tongue twisters. I don't get a chance to actually speak Hebrew because I don't speak modern Hebrew. I do the biblical Hebrew, and the pronunciation is very different. They have really, as I said, done a chop job on the language. So I do the best I can under a bad situation. And if I mispronounce something, please forgive me. Let's get into chapter 7 here. Let me get a little drink of water. Verse 1. Now, this goes back to standard order in the King James. They haven't messed with chapter 7. Now, the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua, Yashub, and Shimron. And the sons of Tola, Uzi, and Mephiah, and Yareel, Yachmai, and Yibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their ancestral houses, to wit, of Tola, were mighty men of valor in their lines of descent, whose number was, in the days of Dawid, 22,600. Verse 3, and the sons of Uzi, Yisrachia, and the sons of Yisrachia, Mikhael, and Obadiah, and Yoel, Yeshiah, 5, all of them chief men, or heads, head men. That's literally 7218 means head. And with them, by their lines of descent, after the house of their ancestors, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. And that's why Israel was so prolific. They were to have children. And one woman couldn't have all those children. So it's only the United States government and the Judeo-Christians that say, oh, a man's only supposed to have one wife. Okay, well, a bishop in the New Testament's only supposed to have one wife. But the rest of the people can have more than one wife. So there's another set of tamperings by the Judeo-Christians and the United States government, who made war on the Mormons because they were becoming prolific and powerful, as Israel's supposed to do. So that's the history on that. I believe in plural marriage. That's my opinion. Okay? My opinion only. You can believe what you want, but I think a man should have more than one wife and have maybe 15 or 16 children. Most of them boys. 20 if possible. So that's 5 wives with 4 kids apiece. They would have no problem with housework because they'd all share the housework and raise the kids. Lots of little Israelites. I think that's proper. But that's just my opinion, to which I'm entitled, you know. You don't have to believe it. That's okay. That's all right if you disagree. It's a moot point. We're not allowed to do it. So, but I think the Mormons are still at it. Lots of white people. And their kinsmen among all the clans of Issachar were mighty men of valor, reckoned in all by their genealogies, 87,000. This is Binyamin, Benjamin's family record. The sons of Binyamin, that means son of the right hand, Bela, and Becher, and Yediael, 3, and the sons of Bela, Etzbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Yerimoth. He had Uzi and Uziel. Eri, five heads of the house of their forefathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies, 20 and 2,030, and four. Pardon me, that's 22,034. Okay. And the sons of Becher, Zamira, and Yoash, and Eliezer, and Eliyoenai, and Omri, and Yerimoth, and Abiah, and Anatoth, and Alamet. All these are the sons of Becher. And the number of them, after their lines of genealogy, by their lines of descent, heads of the house of their ancestors, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. Okay. Verse 10. The sons also of Yediael, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Yeush, and Binyamin, and Ehud, and Kenania, and Zetan, and Tarshish, and Achishakar. All these the sons of Yediael, by the chiefs of their clans, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 to go forth as troops for battle. Woo! Shupim also, and Chupim, the children of Ir, and Cushim, the sons of Acher. Now we get into Naphtali's sons. And he's evidently not too prolific. It doesn't list a lot of people here. The sons of Naphtali, Yachziel, Guni, and Yetzer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilha. Okay. And here is Manasseh's family record. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bore, but his concubine, the Aramee, that's Aramitus, bore Machir, the father of Gilead. Now you have to remember that we are descended from Aram originally. Terach, Abraham's father, was an Aramee. Abraham was an Aramee. That's where we came from and migrated into a different area. We are originally from the Caucasian people of Aram. They are not Caucasian today. Don't judge by what's there now. Judge by what was there then. Everything's changed. Verse 14. The sons of Manasseh, Asriel, whom she bore. I read that. Pardon me. And Machir took to wife the sister of Chupim, and Shupim, whose sister's name was Ma'akah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters. And Ma'akah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh. Peresh and Sheresh. They played games with names back then, a lot. And his sons were Ulam and Rechem. And the sons of Ulam, Bedan, these were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, the son of Manasseh. That's Manasseh. Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's sons. And his sister, Hamoleketh, bore Ishhod and Abiezer and Machla. And the sons of Shemida were Achion and Shechem and Likki and Aniyam. And here is Ephraim's family record, the other son of Yosef. And the sons of Ephraim, Shutalak and Bered his son, and Tachath his son, and Elada his son, and Tachath his son, named after the grandfather. On and on and on. They kept using the same names. Hey, we do too. And Zabad his son, and Shutela his son, and Azer, and Eliad, whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their livestock. And Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in unto his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Bereah, because it went evil with his household. Let's look that up. That's chapter 7, verse 23. Let me scroll down here. I had this set for a show I did the other day in Romans. That's 7:20. Oh man, I'm in the wrong doggone book. Oh, my. There we go. I'm a little dyslexic today, folks. Pardon me. Berea. What does Berea mean? With a friend. That's what it means. I don't understand that, but it means with a friend. Verse 24, and his daughter was Sheerah, who built Beth Koron the lower. There were two of them, higher and lower. And the upper, there we go, lower and lower. And Uzen Sheerah. Beth Koron. That would be... Look this up here. Town on the mountains of Ephraim. And Rephah was his son, and also Resheph, and Telach his son, and Tachan his son, Laadan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Yahshua his son. All right, that's backwards. Yahshua, son of Nun, Moshe's right-hand man who took over after Moshe. He's giving all the genealogies where these people come from, which gives them legitimacy. Because in Israel, if you couldn't document your birth records, you were not counted as part of Israel. They wouldn't accept you. Verse 28, and their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns of it, and toward the sunrise, that would be the east, Naaran, and westward, Gezer, with the towns of it, that's the suburbs. Literally, what they use for towns and suburbs, it's 1323, and it means daughters, and the daughters of it in Hebrew. But we'll just say towns or suburbs. Shechem also, and the towns of it, and Gaza, actually Aya, not Gaza, Aya, number 345 is correct, and the towns of it. Verse 29, and by the hand of the children of Manasseh, Beth She'an, and her towns, Ta'anak, and her towns, Megiddo, and her towns, that's built by the mountain, Har Megiddo, Dor, and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Yosef, the son of Israel. Now here is Asher's family records. The sons of Asher, Imnah, and Yishwa, and Yishwi, Beriah, Sarach, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel, who is the father of Birzayith. And Heber begot Yaphlet and Shomer and Chotham and Shua, their sister. And the sons of Yaphlet, Pasach and Bimchal and Ashwath, these are the children of Yaphlet. And the sons of Shomer, Aki and Roga, Yehuba and Aram. And the sons of his brother, Helem, Zophah, and Imnah, and Sheleth, and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Suach, and Karnepher, and Shual, and Beri, and Imra. Betzer, and Hod, Shammah, Shilshah, Yithran, and Be'era. And the sons of Yether, Yefuni, and Pispa, and Ara, and the sons of Ula, Arach, and Haniel, and Rizia. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their ancestral house, selected mighty men of valor, heads of the chieftains, and the number throughout the genealogy of those that were organized for war and to battle was 26,000 men. Now that ends chapter 7. I don't know whether I can get all the way through chapter 8. This is Benjamin's family record. Yes, I can. And these genealogies were ultra important because, as we have today, imposters claiming to be Israel, they had the same problem back then with those of questionable ancestry. They had people that were half-breeds trying to sneak in. They even had tried to infiltrate the priesthood. That was not going to fly. In Ezra and Nehemiah, they kicked a bunch of those people out. Well, this book is written by Ezra, and he's documenting a lot of these things. We see many that are claiming Israelite descent today that are not. They are not. They are mixed blood. They have a little touch of the tar brush here or there, or a Jew in the family tree. And any mixture of any blood other than pure Israel disqualifies you to be part of Israel. Israel must be of pure, undiluted seed line. So that is the reason for all of this genealogy. And we have lost that. We used to have family Bibles. We used to keep family records in. That practice has gone by the wayside. Well, let's get into chapter 8 so I can get this done for today. And then I'll start with chapter 9. I will be home and I will be able to record by then. I will start with chapter 9 on Friday. Verse 1 of chapter 8. Now Binyamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Achrak the third, Nokah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar and Gera, Abihud, Abishua and Naaman, and Akoach, Gera and Shephufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the chiefs or heads of the clans of the inhabitants of Geba. And they carried them in exile to Manakath. Now these are returning. And verse 7. And Naaman and Achiah and Gera he carried into exile and begot Uzzah and Ahikud. And Shacharayim begot children in the field of Moab after he had sent them away. Hushim and Baara were his wives. And he begot of Chodesh, his wife, Yobab and Zibiah, and Mesha and Malcham, and Yeutz and Sachya and Mirmah. These were his sons, chiefs of the clans. And of Hushim he begot Abitub and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal, Eber and Misham and Shamed, who built Ono and Lod with the towns of it. Bariah also and Shema, who were chiefs of the clans of the inhabitants of Ayalon, who put to flight the inhabitants of Gath. And Achio, Shashak, and Yeremoth, and Zebadiah, and Arad, and Eder, and Mikael, and Yishpah, and Yochah, the sons of Bariah, and Zebadiah, and Meshulam, and Chizki, and Keber, Yishmarai, and Yizila, and Yobab, the sons of Elpaal, and Yakim and Zikri and Zabdi. Verse 20 of chapter 8. And Elianai and Zilathai and Eliel and Adiah and Bariah, and Shimroth, the son of Shimei, and Yishpan, and Eber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Canaan, and Cananiah, and Elam, and Anthotiah. Yifdeiah and Penuel, the sons of Shashak, and Shamshirai and Sekariah and Ataliah, and Yaareshah and Eliah and Zikri, the sons of Yerakam. These were the chiefs of the clans by their genealogies, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maachah. And the firstborn son was Abdon and Zur and Kish and Baal. That's not the god, okay? That means possessor. And Nadab, verse 31. And Gedor, and Achio, and Zechir. And Mikloth begot Shemaiah. And these also dwell with their brethren in Jerusalem, opposite their brothers. They had two sides of town. Verse 33, and Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Shaul, and Shaul begot Yonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. That means man of Baal. And the son of Yonathan was Merib Baal, and Merib Baal begot Micah, and the sons of Micah were Pithon and Melech, and Tariah and Achaz. And Achaz begot Jehoada, and Jehoada begot Alemet and Asmawet and Zimri, and Zimri begot Mozah, and Mozah begot Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliasa his son, Atzel his son. And Atzel had six sons whose name are these: Azrikam, Bokeru, Yishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were sons of Atzel. See, they repeat names. They just differentiate by the father's name. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Yeush, the second, and Eliphelet, the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, benders of bows, in other words, they were archers, and had many sons and sons' sons, that's grandsons, 150. All these are the sons of Binyamin, that's Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, at Jerusalem. Now, chapter 9, when we get into it on Friday, will be about the inhabitants of Jerusalem after the exile had returned. Okay? These people were coming back. So that's why they're keeping all this genealogy, so they didn't have people slipping in that didn't belong there. Okay, like they do today. Oh, we're God's chosen people. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. And you got kinky hair and hooked noses and worship in the Talmud. Sure, you're God's chosen people. Well, that about wraps it up. I imagine by the time I get back, I'm recording this before the Feast of Tabernacles. So this is way ahead. I am going to have a fantastic time. I just spoke with Eli a little bit ago. He's on his way. I'm recording this on Saturday in the afternoon. And we're going to have just a beautiful, beautiful time. And by the time you hear this show, Tabernacles will be over. And I may do my next wake-up call as a recounting of the tale of this tabernacle. Give you all the neat details and all the stuff that we did. And boy, oh boy, I really need a semi-annual break. And I will be with so many brothers and sisters that I dearly love. And I get to meet to a lot of people I only see on the other end of Skype in the computer or emails. And it's just a thrill. It is a thrill. And I love y'all, and I hope you have had a glorious and beautiful and fulfilling Feast of Tabernacles. I truly wish that. And thank you for being my listeners. This is my 300th word-for-word show. This one right here, number 300. So that's a milestone for me. I'm glad that you listen, and glad that you're interested in the Word of Yahweh, and want to find out what our ancestry is, and all the things that we present here on EFR and on our websites, on my websites. https://, pastor-steve.com. And all my shows are archived there, and there's links to all kinds of other people's websites. And my site stats are way up. People are downloading. It's not interactive. It's just for study purposes. You can download, but no comments or questions, because I don't have the time to maintain that. Well, I'm coming down to the end of the hour. I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And it has been a pleasure over these 300 shows to serve Yahweh and to teach you what I can teach you. I hope it has been beneficial to you. So may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will say Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on the